昨天灵会的第一天呢，我们学习何西阿书。
During the first day of convocation yesterday, we studied from the book of Hosea.
何西阿是一位先知。
Hosea was a prophet.
神要叫他去娶一位淫妇为妻。
God had commanded him to marry a harlot.
当然，这是跟他的信仰互相违背。
This was contradictory to his faith.
但是神要他这样的做，就是因为要向以色列百姓来显明神的爱。
But God told Hosea to do so in order to demonstrate his love to the Israelites.
以前的人呢，只要是做一样行业，那么他世世代代就是做那个行业，很难以改变。
In those days, a person always stays with the same occupation throughout his life.
所以那位妓女啊，是在社会上啊，被看成是污秽的人，被看成是罪人，被看成是社会上的残渣。
Harlots were regarded as the scum of the earth and were greatly despised.
很难以去改变他的身份。
So it would be very difficult for someone like her to change her status.
神竟然要何西阿去娶这么一位人物为妻子。
And surprisingly, God wanted Hosea to marry a woman who was a harlot.
何西阿他因为相信神的话语，他就顺服了。
But Hosea believed in the word of the Lord and he submitted to God's word.
那他出去传警告以后，
and he went out to preach warning to the people.
那些百姓因为罪被罪缠身，
but the people were deeply entangled by sin.
他们被奸淫和酒夺去他们的心，
their hearts had been enslaved by harlotry and wine.
他们被罪所辖制，没有办法脱身。
They were bound by sin and were not able to free themselves.
所以虽然先知一直呼唤他们，可是他们越走越远。
So the more the prophet called out to them, the more they strayed from God.
好像父母亲在责打孩子，你越骂他，他越不听。
They were like rebellious children who refused to heed the warning and the chastisement of their parents.
那个叫父母亲的心啊，多么的难过。
They caused such pain in the parents' hearts.
可是何西阿还是一样的爱他的太太。
But still, Hosea continued to love his wife.
他的妻子啊，又再去与别人同居。
His wife had gone with another man again.
神还是要何西阿再把她娶回来。
But still, the Lord told Hosea to go and bring her back.
你看这种爱呀，多么的大。
Look at how great this love is.
所以神就是要利用他的婚姻啊，来显明神的爱。
Through Hosea's marriage, God wanted to demonstrate his love.
神的爱呀，往往是超乎我们的想象的。
God's love far surpasses our imagination.
我们经常说啊，神的爱是何等的长阔高深。
As we always say, God's love is long, wide, high, and deep.
但是这听起来好像是很抽象。
This may sound very abstract.
只不过教导我们神的爱是怎么样呢？
What does our Lord Jesus teach us about God's love?
我们请看路加福音。
Please turn to Luke
16 章
chapter 16.
路加福音16章
Luke chapter 16.
19节
Verse 19.
有个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐。路加福音16:20。
Luke 16 verse 20。
又有一个讨饭的名叫拉撒路，浑身生疮，便连放在财主门口。21。
21。
要得财主桌子上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且裹来填他的疮。22。
22。
后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，财主也死了，并且埋葬了。23。他在阴间受痛苦，举目遥远远的望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀里。24。就喊着说：“我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路来，用指头尖沾点水凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这里火焰里极其痛苦。25。亚伯拉罕说：“儿啊，你该回家，你生前享过福啊，拉撒路也受过苦，如今他在这里得安慰，你倒受痛苦。 26.
26.
不但这样啊，并且在你我之间呢、啊、有深渊限定，以致人要从这边到过你那边呢、啊、是不能的，要从那边呢、啊、来到这里也是不能的。啊，这边主耶稣啊提到啊乐园跟阴间。
In this story, the Lord Jesus Christ speaks of the paradise and Hades.
人死后呢、啊，啊，都会去这两个地方。
When we die, we go to either of these two places.
啊，不是去天堂，就是去阴间。
A person either goes to heaven or hell.
那在这两者之间呢，有个深渊限定。
And between heaven and hell, there is a great gulf.
所以以致这一边呢、啊，不能够去过那一边。
Those on one side cannot pass to the other side.
啊，那一边的人也不能过来这一边。
And vice versa.
那现在啊，要利用最高的科技啊，最快的飞机、太空梭啊，也不能够到达。
And you cannot possibly reach heaven even with the fastest space shuttle today.
就没有一个人能够越过这个深渊。
No one can possibly cross this gulf.
那我们本来都是在财主这一边呢。
Originally, we were on the side of this rich man.
所以没有一个人能够用自己的办法，用最新的科技啊，达到亚伯拉罕的那一边。
No one by his own ability or the latest technology can possibly reach heaven.
我们看现在太空梭啊，能够到太空，在人力啊去月球。
Space shuttles and rockets can send men to the moon.
人类可以制造更快的太空梭啊，去探索其他的星球。
And human beings are on their way to inventing faster shuttles to explore the outer space.
我们想想，从地球到另外一个星球的距离啊，多么的遥远。
Just look at the great distance between the planet Earth and another planet.
有的人造卫星呢，所发射出去要飞了好几年的时间呢，才能够到达另外一个星球。
And it takes years for a satellite sent from Earth to reach another planet.
但是科技呢，还是能够做得到。
And even then, technology made it possible.
可是呢，这边告诉我们，这个深渊呢，是人类啊没有办法利用任何的飞行器啊达到的。
But the gulf between heaven and earth and hell is not something human beings can possibly cross by technology.
啊，耶稣基督呢，因为他的来到世间呢
，Our Lord Jesus Christ came to this world.
透过他的流血
，He shed his blood.
透过他的牺牲生命
，He sacrificed his life.
他让我们达到彼岸
，And through this, he allowed us or enabled us to reach the other side.
他让我们能够享受与亚伯拉罕一样的在那边享受，跟拉撒路一样的享受。
He gives us the blessing that Abraham and Lazarus enjoyed.
本来我们是在财主这一边受痛苦。
We were supposed to be on the side of the rich man suffering torment.
因着耶稣基督呢，人本来不能够跨越这个鸿沟的，但是因着他能够让带我们呢、啊、到亚伯拉罕那里去。
Even though it would have been impossible for us to cross this gulf, our Lord Jesus Christ became the bridge that brought us over.
所以难怪保罗他说啊，耶稣基督的爱啊，真何等的长阔高深。
It is no wonder that Paul describes the love of Jesus Christ as very long, wide, high, and deep.
那这一条路是用什么来铺成的呢
？And how did Jesus pave this way?
我们请看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第十章十九节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，20:20，是借着他为我们开了一条又新又活的路。从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。我们本来是不能够到达神那一边的。
We were not able to reach God，
因为我们是罪人。
Because we were sinners，
我们只能够在这个 深渊的火焰里啊，受痛苦。
We were supposed to suffer the flames of this abyss.
但是因为耶稣啊，他为我们开了一条血路。
But our Lord Jesus Christ opened a way by His blood.
这一条是又新又活的。
And this is a new and living way.
所以我们现在是踏着耶稣的血迹啊，在走天国路。
Today we are treading upon the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ to reach heaven.
从这边到达天国那边，一定要经过耶稣的路才有办法。
And our Lord Jesus, the way that our Lord Jesus Christ paved is the only possible way for us to reach heaven.
可是耶稣付出代价，他流血牺牲了。
Our Lord Jesus Christ paid the price by shedding His blood.
我们看这种爱呀，是不是超过人所能够想象的
？Isn't this love far beyond our imagination?
我们的爱有多少
？How much is our love?
跟耶稣爱相比呀，简直不能够比。
Compared to Jesus' love, we don't have any love.
那旧约是新约的影子。
The Old Testament was the shadow of the New Testament.
我们先来看看呢。在何西阿书里头，怎样来描写神的爱
？And from the book of Hosea, we will look at descriptions about God's love.
请看何西阿书。
Let's read Hosea
十四章
，Chapter 14，
第四节
，Verse 4。
何西阿书十四章第四节。
Hosea chapter 14 verse 4.
我必医治他们被盗的病，甘心爱他们，因我的怒气向他们转消。
I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from him.
所谓的甘心爱他们，就是无条件的爱他们。
I will love them freely. This means that God loves unconditionally.
不管以前你做的怎么样，多好多坏都不管。
It does not matter what evil you've done in the past.
神就是爱他们，不管以前是多么的悖逆。
God still loves you, and regardless of how rebellious you have been.
现在圣经的译本呢，翻译成为从心里疼爱他们。
In some translations, translate this verse as "He loves them." I will love them from my heart.
所以保罗在罗马书十二章那边说啊，爱人不可虚假。
According to Paul in Romans chapter 12, love must be sincere.
所以我们现在体验呢，怎么是从心里来爱别人
？So what does it really mean to love from your heart?
好像神爱这些百姓，变异的百姓啊，是从心里面来爱他们。
God loved this rebellious people from His heart.
无条件的爱他们。
He loved them unconditionally.
爱人不可虚假。
Love must be sincere.
啊，就是爱别人呢，不能够假的呢，要真实的爱。
You cannot pretend to love someone. You must love from your heart.
圣经告诉我们，我们要爱人如己。
And the Bible teaches us to love others as ourselves.
这爱别人就好像是爱自己一样的爱。
We need to love our neighbor the same way we love ourselves.
那有没有人爱自己是虚假的呢
？And how can you possibly fake your love for yourself?
没有，爱自己都是很真实的。
When you love yourself, it is really from your heart.
我们冬天冷了就要穿衣服啊。
When it's cold in the winter, you put on more clothes.
好像最近早晨呢起来很凉，非常的温度很低。
Like in these few days, when you get up in the morning, it feels quite cold.
那大概我还比较不习惯。
I'm not very used to the weather here.
那我要装很强壮，自己装很强壮。
And if
不需要再加衣服。
If I pretend to be very strong and healthy and don't put on any clothes.
我要认为自己还是很年轻。
And I pretend to be very young.
因为我住在芝加哥，那边比这边更冷。
I say to myself, I'm from Chicago. Chicago is much colder than Pacifica.
可是不行啊，不加衣服就是不行啊，所以还要加衣服啊，不能太冷了。
But if I don't put on something warm, I still feel cold.
所以爱自己没有人是虚假的啦，冷就冷嘛，就穿衣服啊。
So nobody is pretentious, or nobody pretends to love themselves. When they're cold, they just put on more clothes.
啊，肚子饿就饿嘛，就要吃啊。
And when they're hungry, they just have to get something to eat.
不会骗自己啊。
You don't fool yourself.
要客气一点嘛，那个时间呢，要忍一忍哈， 没有人这样子的，饿就是要吃饭。
You're not so polite with yourself and say maybe I should wait a little before.
所以爱自己就是很真实的。
When you love yourself, you are very open and sincere.
伤心了你就会哭啊，伤心就会哭。
When you're sad, you cry.
所以我们对别人也是一样，要真实。
And this is how we should love others. We must be sincere.
从心里面去疼爱别人。
We must love others from the depth of our heart.
那恩典不就圣经呢？啊，说要白白的爱。
And the Bible also teaches us to love freely.
说神爱百姓啊，是白白的爱他们。
God's love for the people was free.
要甘心啊，所以圣经呢告诉我们，我们要甘心帮助别人。
And the Bible also teaches us to help others willingly and gladly.
我们请看提摩太前书。
Let's read 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书六章十八节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 18。
六章十八节。
Chapter 6 verse 18。
又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人。
Let them do good that they may be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share.
保罗勉励提摩太，要告诉大家要多多行善。
Paul instructed Timothy to exhort the believers to be good, rich in good works.
在好事上富足，要甘心施舍。
Ready to give and willing to share.
所以这边所谓甘心呢，就是准备好来分给别人的意思。
It means you are always ready to share, to offer something to people.
所以我们要帮助别人一个条件就是要自己先准备好。
So to help others, you need to first be ready.
自己没有准备好，到时候有你需要帮助的时候，我们就没有办法去帮助别人。
If you are not ready, when there is a need, you can't help them.
比如说我们灵会啊，从礼拜五就开始了。
For example, the convocation began on Friday.
那怎么来自己准备好来分给别人呢？
How can you be ready to give?
在很早以前呢，大概半年以前就知道啊，今天呢就是灵恩会。
You must know way ahead, like 6 months before in advance that the convocation is coming.
因为安排表啊，很早就知道就发给大家的。
Because we already know the dates very early on.
所以我们知道以后就要去准备了。
And when we know the dates of the convocation, we have to get ready.
这个灵会是为了大家而准备的，为了大家而安排的。
The convocation is held for all the believers.
所以嘛，事先呢要请假，
so we
来参加。
We need to ask for a day off way in advance.
要拨空来参加。
We need to take the time to come.
一年两次。
It is only held twice a year.
所以嘛，事先呢来准备，来分给别人，分给主耶稣啊，把这一天给主耶稣。
So we need to prepare ourselves ahead of time so that we can be ready to give this day to our Lord.
我们帮助有需要的人也是一样，要事先就准备了。
And in the same way, we need to be ready to help other people in need.
比如我太太，经常买报纸嘛，然后剪那个 coupon。
My wife likes to collect coupons from the newspapers.
看到牙刷便宜啊，就买。
Such as coupons for toothbrushes.
牙膏便宜也买。肥皂什么都买。
Toothpaste, soap, etc.
我说你买那么多干什么？
I asked her, why do you collect so many coupons and buy so many things?
她说有人来我们家的话才有得用啊。
Well, she said, well, when there are guests at our house, then we can have enough supplies.
有客人来的话，不要说连一支牙刷都找不到啊。
When guests stay over, we shouldn't have to look for toothbrushes.
说真的，我想想也是有道理啊。
And she was right.
圣经也是这样教导啊。
Isn't this what the Bible teaches?
在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给别人，就是要准备好事先呢，先准备好。
Be rich in good works, be ready to share, ready to give and willing to share.
还要乐意啊。
We need to be willing.
我们服侍神也是要乐意。
So when we serve God, we also need to do so cheerfully.
被安排做圣工啊，不要认为啊，又是被安排到了。
When you're assigned to do some church work, don't think that you're, it's unfortunate that you're assigned.
好像是很不得已的样子。
And as if you have no other choice than to carry out the duty.
那我们看神怎么爱他的百姓，是甘心的爱。
God loved the people freely.
是无条件的。
He did, did so unconditionally.
那我们再来看何西阿书。
Let's return to Hosea.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章十九节
Hosea chapter 2 verse 19
我必聘你永远归我为妻以仁义公平慈爱怜悯聘你归我二十节
20
也以诚实聘你归我你就必认识我
21.
神说那日我必应允我必应允天天必应允地22.
22.
地必应允五谷新酒和新酒和油这些必应允耶稣列民23.
23.
我必将它种在这地素不怜悯的我必怜悯本非我民的我必对他说啊你是我的民我他必说啊你是我的神本来以色列百姓他们是悖逆神的
The Israelites were rebellious
那现在呢神就赦免他们
But now God forgives them
神就忘记他们以前的过犯
God forgets their past transgressions
所以神要赦免人呢就要忘记他以前的过错
God forgives by overlooking or forgetting their wrongs
本来神已经很生气了您这些人不是我的子民了
God was enraged and said that these people were not his people
但是现在呢在认他们为自己的子民
But now he acknowledged them as his people once again
以赛亚书里边也是有这样的信息
We can find a similar message in the book of Isaiah
我们请看以赛亚书
Please turn to Isaiah
65章
Chapter 65
16节
Verse 16.
以赛亚书六十五章的十六节。
Isaiah 65 verse 16.
这样在地上为自己求福的，必凭真实的神求福；在地上起誓的，必指着真实的神起誓。因为从前的患难已经忘记了，也从我前面隐藏了。17. 看啊，我造新天新地，从前的事啊不再被纪念，也不再追想了。以前那个旧的天地啊是很毁坏的。
The old heaven and the new old earth, were destroyed.
以前的旧天地啊是很淫乱的。
The old heaven and old earth was full of idolatry.
因为以色列百姓他们一直去找别的神。
The Israelites constantly sought for other gods.
以前的旧天地啊是非常的顽梗。
The old heaven and old earth was full of stubbornness.
但是现在呢，神说啊，他不办啊，不再被纪念了，不再追想。
But God says now the former things shall not be remembered or come to mind.
以前的事情呢，都不去计较了。
The former things will no longer be accounted for.
神在与他们另一个新约了。
God now establishes a new covenant with them.
所以神要何西亚再重新把以前的妻子再重新聘回来。
That is why God told Hosea to go and bring back the wife that has strayed.
就忘记了他妻子以前的恶行。
He had to forget her evil deeds in the past.
所以神对我们也是一样。
This is how God deals with us.
他忘记我们以前的过犯。
He forgets the former things.
所以大卫啊，他做出这样子说。
So Psalm, David wrote in the Psalms.
我们请看诗篇三十二篇。
Let's read Psalm 32.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇三十二篇的第一节。
Psalm 32 verse 1。
得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的这人是有福的。
Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
神赦免我们的罪。
God forgives our transgressions.
神遮盖我们的罪。
He covers over our sin.
所以一个人被赦免、被遮盖，这个人啊，当是有福的。
Blessed is he who is forgiven and covered.
那神对待我们，我们也要以神对我们的这种态度去对待别人。
And we should love others with the love that God has given to us.
说赦免的意思啊，就是承担、担当的意思。
To forgive means to bear.
好像加拉太书那边所记载的，我们要担当那些软弱人的。
As we're told in Galatians, we need to bear the burdens of the weak.
所以当我们看到一个人得罪我们的时候
，When someone has offended us,
我们怎么来赦免他呢？
How do we forgive them?
就替他担当。
We need to bear that burden for them.
而不是啊，再加给他压力。
We should not give them even more burden.
而不是啊，使他受到伤害。
We should not hurt them.
反而要担当他的软弱。
We have to bear their weakness.
一个人软弱啊，才会得罪另外一个人呢。
A person offends another because he is weak.
他的问题啊，就变成我们的问题啊。
So we should empathize with their problems.
啊，他的软弱就变成我们的软弱。
We should take upon their weakness as our own.
我们这样子才能够赦免别人。
That is how we can forgive them.
还要遮盖别人的罪过。
We also need to cover over their sin.
我们请看箴言。
Let's read Proverbs.
十九章。
Chapter 19.
箴言十九章。
Proverbs chapter 19,
11节,
verse 11.
人有见识啊，就不轻易发怒；宽恕人的过失啊，便是自己的荣耀。
The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and his glory is to overlook a transgression.
宽恕人的过失啊，就是对人的过失啊，就忽略的。
To overlook a transgression means to discard the transgression.
过失是存在的，不愉快的事情是存在的。
The transgression is still there.
那过失啊，不愉快的事情啊，是一个事实。
And it is a fact.
但是我们就不去看它。
But to forgive means to overlook it.
那怎么做呢？我们就淡化，把事情淡化。
And we must.And we must downplay the seriousness of the transgression.
我们对别人的过失啊，不要再一直在渲染。
Don't keep dwelling on that transgression.
我们要适可而止啊。
We need to let go.
这样我们才能够赦免别人罪过，能够遮盖别人的罪过。
Only then can we forgive and cover over someone's transgression.
不要一直看一个人的缺点了。
Don't just always look at someone's weakness.
好像在约翰福音的第八章呢，记载有一位正在犯着奸淫的女人呢，这个淫妇啊，她被抓到了。
In John chapter 8, it records that a woman was caught in the act of adultery.
那主耶稣怎么处理呢？
How did Jesus deal with this matter?
我们可以从中间来学习，来看约翰福音的第八章。
Let's read John chapter 8.
第八章第三节
，Chapter 8, verse 3。
文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫被拿的妇人来啊，叫他站在中间。第四
，Four，
就对耶稣说啊，老师，这妇人是正行淫的时候被拿的。第五节
，Five，
摩西在律法上吩咐我们，把这样的妇人用石头打死，你说该把他怎样？处理呢？第六节。
Six，
他们说这话乃是啊试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰用 石头在地上画字。第七
，seven，
他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说：“你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以拿先拿石头打他。”第八
，eight，
于是又弯着腰用石头在地上画字。他们听见这话就从牢到哨一个一个都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人还在那妇人，还有那妇人能在当站在当中。第十节
，ten，
耶稣就直起腰来对他说：“啊，妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？”十一
，eleven，
他说：“主啊，没有。”耶稣说：“我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。”我们再看，现在看这个叙述。
Let's look at this story。
当时很多人呢、啊，围着耶稣，还围着这个妇人。
A crowd was surrounding Jesus and this woman。
啊，这个喊这个那一个人也喊那样的话，当时的情形啊，非常的吵杂。
Different people shouting different things at Jesus. It was a very chaotic scene.
但是他们最主要的是要针对耶稣。
They came. They brought this woman in order to accuse Jesus.
可是耶稣怎么处理这个事情呢
？How did Jesus handle this matter?
耶稣要教导大家怎么来处理这个事情。
Jesus taught them the proper way to handle this case.
就是淡化。
Jesus downplayed the problem.
这个事情也可以很严重。
He could have emphasized how serious this adultery was.
但是耶稣呢，却不再去追究，就淡化这个事情啊。
But Jesus did not keep pursuing the matter, and he just let go.
所以耶稣他不说话。
He did not say anything.
就在地上一直画。
He drew on the ground.
目的啊，在淡化这个事情。
He wrote on the ground in order to downplay the tension.
同时呢，他要告诉大家适可而止啊。
And he wanted to tell the people that it's time to let go and stop.
这个妇人做这个事情是不对的。
Yes, the woman had done wrong.
这个人做这个事情是不对，这个人讲这个话是不对的。
Perhaps the person who offends us shouldn't have said or done what he had said or done.
但是我们对他的指责呢，就适可而止啊，到这边就可以了，结束了。
But after we have already reprimanded them, it's time to let go.
所以后来呢，从早到少就一个一个走了。
In the end, the whole crowd from the oldest to the youngest left.
因为大家都差不多啊，没有一个人有资格，没有一个人有资格啊来指责。这个妇人
，because all of them knew that they had no right whatsoever to accuse this woman.
因为每一个人都有罪啊。
Because all of them had their own sins.
所以大家就离开了。
So they all left.
那最后只剩下这个妇人呢、啊，站在当中。
In the end, only the woman was left.
那耶稣就赦免她。
And Jesus forgave her.
耶稣啊，不再纪念她的罪过。
Jesus put her past behind him.
这个妇人行淫，这个事实，这是一个事实。
The adultery that this woman committed was still a fact.
啊，这是不能够否认的。
It cannot be denied.
因为他正在行淫的时候被抓到的。
She was caught in the act of adultery.
所以有时候我们看别人缺点，那是一个事实。
When we see somebody's shortcoming, we see it as a fact.
啊，有人得罪我们的时候，也是个事实啊。
When somebody offends us, it is also a fact.
啊，我们学习耶稣啊，处理这种事情的那个态度。
But we can learn from how Jesus deals with such facts.
就是淡化，要适可而止。
He downplays the situation and also lets go.
我们就能够遮盖别人的罪过。
That is how we can cover over someone's transgression.
当然，大家都有缺点。
We all have our shortcomings.
他的缺点呢，有时候会让一个人呢、啊。很不方便
and our
会让别人很不方便
and our shortcoming can bring much inconvenience to others
啊，比如说有的人呢没有这个随手关灯的习惯
for example some people don't have the habit of turning off the light when they exit the room
那这个时候造成别人很不方便还要再去替他关灯
so it really makes it troublesome for other people who have to turn off the light for them
有的人呢、啊，他随便丢纸屑。
Some people like to litter.
那有的人呢、啊，还要专门去他捡纸屑。
And other people have to pick up their trash.
所以因为缺点呢，有时候造成别人很不方便。
So our shortcomings can often cause trouble to others.
那我们就是要遮盖别人做过的。
But we need to learn to cover each other's shortcomings.
当然自己本身呢，要靠着圣灵的帮助啊，来慢慢更新，慢慢改进。
And we ourselves also need to change our shortcomings by the help of the Holy Spirit.
但是有时候到一个程度，你就不能这个就不能够再改进了。
But sometimes we seem to reach a roadblock.
因为神也是容许我们有缺点的存在。
God sometimes allows us for the time being to have the shortcoming.
缺点存在就是要为了荣耀神。
And He allows us to still remain in us for His glory.
有时候我想一想，假如神看我的缺点的话，神就不要我来读神学院了。
Sometimes I think if God had only looked at my fault and shortcoming, He would not have let me be study to be a preacher.
那总会只要是要看我的缺点，那就没有地方可以派了。
If the USGA only looks at my shortcomings, then they would not want to send me anywhere.
地方教会只要是要看我的缺点，那没有一间教会要接受的。
If every local church looks at only my shortcomings, then no local church will welcome me to be their resident pastor.
所以我们互相要担待。
So we all need to bear with one another.
请看加拉太书第六章。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书六章的第一节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 1.
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心呢，把他挽回过来；又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。第二
，two，
你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完成了基督的律法。基督的律法是什么？基督的律法就是爱。
The law of Christ is love.
因为爱就是所有的律法的总纲。
Love is the sum of all law.
所以换句话说啊，个人要担当。个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完成的爱的。
In other words, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill love.
所以每一个人都有重担。
We all have our burdens.
每一个人都有犯过的时候。
We all transgress.
那我们属灵的人啊，比较清楚的人，比较懂得神道理的人，就要赦免他。
Those who are more spiritual, in other words, those who know God's word more, should forgive.
我们再看回来何西阿书。
Let's return to the book of Hosea.
何西阿书十一章。
Hosea chapter 11.
十一章第四节。
Chapter 11 verse 4.
我用慈绳爱索牵引他们，我带他们如人放松牛的两腮甲板，把粮食放在他们的面前。神用慈绳爱索来吸引他的百姓。
God drew his people with gentle cords with bands of love.
我们再看耶利米书。
Let's also read Jeremiah.
31章
Chapter 31
耶利米书31章第三节
Jeremiah 31 verse 3
古时啊，神向以色列显现说啊，我以永远的爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。神以慈爱吸引百姓。
God has drawn his people with loving kindness.
我们人有时候是以权势、以金钱来吸引人。
Some people try to draw other people with wealth or power.
而不是以慈爱来吸引人。
But they don't do so with love.
我们看购物中心就是以那个 discount 来吸引人。
Shopping malls use discounts to draw people.
那我们有的人呢，公司啊，是以钱来吸引人。
Some companies draw their employees by money.
有的人是以权力来吸引人。
Some people draw others with the power.
但是神呢，他确实不一样，他是以慈爱来吸引他的百姓。
God, however, draws his people with his love.
我们再看回来何西阿书第二章。
Let's read Hosea chapter 2.
十四节。
Verse 14.
何西阿书第二章十四节。
Hosea 2:14.
后来我必劝导他，领他到旷野，对他说安慰的话。这边说我必劝导啊，有的英文圣经呢、啊、说我必吸引啊，必吸引他的路，吸引他，领他到旷野。
The Lord says, I will allure her and will bring her into the wilderness.
那我们再看看神的吸引力是什么，耶稣的吸引力是什么。
What is the attraction of Jesus Christ? How does he allure us?
因为耶稣说啊，我被高举以后就要吸引万民来归我。
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men to myself.
耶稣他没有什么家庭美容啊，可以吸引人的地方。
Our Lord Jesus Christ had no physical beauty to behold.
甚至于他三十几岁看起来就像五十几岁的样子。
He was only 30 some years old, and people thought that he was almost 50.
我今年五十几岁了。
I'm already over 50.
五十出啊，五十五十一了。
I'm 50.
公开啊，没关系。
I'm 51 years old this year. I might as well tell you my age.
那很难想象说，大家看起来看我的样子像七十几岁的样子。
And it'll be hard to imagine what I look like if people think I'm 70.
那七十几岁的样子，你看起来一定是很老的。
And a person who's 70 must look old.
那主要是三十几岁，被人看起来像五十几岁的样子。
Lord Jesus Christ was considered to be over 50.
你看他有多苍老啊！
You can imagine how frail he must have looked.
三十几岁正是青春年华的时候。
He was in the prime of his life.
没有什么皱纹的了。
Normally, people who are 30 don't show wrinkles.
我看我三十岁照片很英俊潇洒。
When I look at my 30-year-old picture, I was very handsome.
啊，就是要欣赏自己嘛，不要贬低。
I must have some self-esteem.
那你看，假设五十几岁的样子，哇，那很苍老的了。
But if people think that a 30-year-old person looks like 50, he must
look quite old. 所以耶稣到底是用什么方法来吸引人？
How did Jesus draw people to himself?
不但吸引一个人啊，是吸引万人啊，跟从他。
He did not just draw one or two people. He drew all men to himself.
他的吸引力到底是什么？
What was his attraction?